We're here at Farmfest, and I don't know the figures, but I don't know how many sporting fields or cricket ovals would fit into this area of Farmfest. But I have former international cricketer, left-hand spin bowler. I'm told someone gave me a demo of the way you bowled. It's tongue outside, I think. Is that right? Is that part of your style, Brad Hogg?
Yeah, it's part of my style, but a lot of cricketers would say that I was left-arm form finders. So, yeah, I was pretty easy for the batsman. And I think if we just put an oval here with a pitch in the middle of it, I don't think the boundaries would be big enough for me. So, yeah, no, I've been very lucky and fortunate and very lucky to be part of GPA now going around and sharing my story in regards to mental health.
Yeah, you've paired up with Grain Producers Australia and you've been on this circuit a little while talking about mental health, particularly in relation to people in agriculture. Why is that important?
Look, I was a bush boy back home in Williams and I spent a bit of time on the farm. I think it was 23 when I debuted for my state, but I was travelling out from the farm and trying to pursue cricket. It was probably 400k round trip. And a couple of us from down that region, Jeff Marsh was from down that region as well, all wanted to play a big part and try and get that baggy green. So we were lucky that we had a lot of support. But still got cousins, uncles that are part of the farm. Dad's down there helping one of the cousins right now put the crop in. And just seeing what they go through, and if it wasn't for country people or the country lifestyle and country sport, our dreams, the people that I mentioned, Jeff and myself, wouldn't come true. And there's a lot of Queenslanders that I play with for Australia as well that came from the bush areas as well. And you can't take the bush out of the boy. And we had a lot of fun together. Mm.
Your story is one of success, but it's also one of tackling adversity and tackling tough times. And I suppose it's putting those two things in parallel and telling your story that you're hoping might touch people.
Yeah.
Take a break is something that you're talking about.
Yeah, take a break. Going back to the first question too, the reason why I do share the story too is I've had an uncle that shared his story after I started sharing my story, and there's so many other mates and farmers that I've heard tough stories with, and it's just good to go out there and share mine and just make awareness of it and just say, right, boys, you're not weak, okay? We all go through it. It's just trying to find the tools to get to the next day and get on that path of moving forward to that goal that you want. Not moving on, it's moving forward. When you move on, you've still got the past behind you. Moving forward, you've made those decisions. That's where I want to go. So, yeah, and in that with mental health, you have to take a break. Whether it's a short drinks break where you grab a beer, go to the neighbour and catch up and just talk things about, we're up here in Queensland, you've got the state of origin on out at the moment and how we're going to get stuck into those blues and next week here at Suncorp Stadium. I think that's where the NRL is next week, or the state of origin. You know, you have a chat there and you have a bit of humour, but then also you bring up the stuff that is hard in the area at the moment and the troubles that you're going through. But make sure you got stories there too that you can lighten up the mood and leave on a positive aspect as well. And so you take a break there, the short breaks, but also after you've had a long season, you've got to make sure that you take a week or if you can, or a two-week break where you take your family away. And you know, you might have things on the back of your mind, but just say, right, I'm going to spend an hour here just making sure that I've got everything sorted on the farm, but the rest of the day I'm going to focus on my family, focus on my wife and kids, and give them the time of day and really rekindle that relationship as well, because it's about relationships. Anything you do in life, it's about relationships, whether it's your family or whether it's your the people in your community, and you're only as strong as your community.
Taking a break takes planning. I'm imagining someone who's hasn't made it to Farmfest because they're still planting, or they might be shoving cattle into a yard to throw into a truck, or, you know, whatever they're doing, taking round bales to the gin. They're still in the thick of that. There's been a big cotton harvest happening in Queensland, in all the cotton valleys, in fact. How do you prioritise taking a break, which means planning for it? And some people are flat tack.
Yeah, well, planning for it, I'm not the best one to plan. Yeah, that's one of the difficult things when you're on a farm, because, you know, things can happen out of the blue. You've got weather that can make a difference where it puts your seeding program out by, it could be a couple of weeks, could be a month. Harvest, sometimes harvest, you know, you finish before Christmas, or this is probably in WA, you finish well before Christmas, or sometimes you're going into January, depending on the weather. So it's very difficult, but it's very difficult to plan, but you've got to be adaptable. You know, sometimes you might just have 3 days, but those 3 days could be the most important 3 days of the year, where you just get right away from it all and really catch up on those relationships that are most important to you. Because it's just not you, the farmer, it's also the family around you, because we all feel the vibe of energy from each other, and we've just got to make sure that we help each other out.
Taking a break, but what about checking in with someone? What about checking in with professionals when things get a bit too much?
Look, you got to check in with mates, but you've also got to check in with professionals as well. You know, there's things there. You've got your local ag representative, but also you need people there that are virtually like a life coach, just making sure that you're on the right direction with your goals. It's not them telling you what to do. It's just making sure that you're on track, you're still focused on what you want to do. Those things that are on the back of your mind, like interest rates, like the weather, that really wear you down, making sure that you've got some control mechanisms, that they're not wearing you down, that you're making the wrong decisions moving forward. They're putting you in a space where they're giving you the tools just to go, right, these are the tough situations right now. We've been through these tough situations before. What have I learned from the past where I can implement right now to limit any risk that's ahead of me? And that's all part of it, about moving forward with your goals. You've got that experience to help you, but it's just having those life coaches there just to go, come on, mate, yeah, you can do it. Now, what have you done in the past? What are you going through right now? How do you think you can deal with it? And, you know, it's about asking questions for the person to actually find the answers themselves, not telling them what to do, but they find the answers themselves, then they own it and they move forward, and, as I said before, they make better decisions. And they have healthier relationships around them as well, because they're controlling those negativities in a positive way, and all of a sudden that positiveness, or that small positive energy, rubs on the rest of the family.
Brad Hogg, some great advice there. Welcome to Queensland. Good to have you here.
It's so great to be back in Queensland. As I said before, I think my granddad was on his deathbed. He went away out war, and he said, the Queenslanders, they are the best. And I said, well, when I was playing cricket, the Queenslanders were my favourite blokes to be around as well in the change room. So we always had a lot of fun. So it's great to be up here, and thanks for having me.
That's Brad Hogg, a former international Australian cricketer from Western Australia, spreading the word to plan to take a break. It's an initiative of Grain Producers Australia, New Farm Australia are involved, Lifeline Australia, Grain Growers Limited and Rural Aid Australia.